All right, we're doing different pieces from the Sefer Rav Shechter on Tefillah, edited by Dr. Alan Weissman. I've been going through sections relating to Kriyat Torah. So we got into the issue of the Aseret HaDibrot yesterday. We spoke about, according to the Rambam, it's wrong to stand up for the Kriyat Aseret HaDibrot. And then, to make a long story short, the Rav had a way to justify it, even within the sheet of the Rambam. And the Rav said, when you have a Kriya Psukim, and the Rambam doesn't mention Tam Elyon anywhere in his Mishnah Torah. So the Rambam Lachor is just doing the Kriya Psukim, which is like the Tam Takta. We said there's two types of trap. So the regular trap, you break up the reading according to Psukim. But the Tam Elyon, you break up the Kriya according to the Dibrot. So if it's one Dibur, it's like Lo Tirtzach is pause. And all the Psukim by Shabbos is one lump together. So the Rav said, if it's Kriyat HaDibrot, it's in a whole different Parsha, and that's why you could stand. That was that piece. So we carry this through the idea into Parshas HaZinu. So the Gemara learns in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, B'musfei d'shabta mayu omrim. On Musaf of Shabbos, what would Levim sing during the Musaf, during the Nesachim, when the Nesachim were poured on the Mizbeach? So Levim had different Shirim that they would recite. So what did they recite on the Musaf of Shabbos? So the Gemara says they would do Haziv Lach. They would lay in, or they would recite Ha'azinu. But Ha'azinu is a Shira. Ha'azinu is a Shira. But they would divide the Shira into six sections, and so would be each week they would read one section. And the mnemonic device, remember those sections, is Haziv Lach, which really means like the glory, the glow is yours. But, and again, it's a machloka rishon and what each letter stands for, but the way we do it is Hazinu, Zachor, Yarkiveu, Vayar, Luchachmu, Kiesa, which is the beginning of the six aliyahs that we have in Kriyas Torah. So the Ramah says that division is, and that's the way, so the way that it's chaluk, the way that they divide it in the Beis HaMikdash, is the way we divide it also in Shul. And Hazinu, you can't break up those aliyahs. That's the way we lay it in Shul. So the Ramah rules that division is only necessary on Shabbos. But on Monday or Thursday or Shabbos afternoon, I don't have to follow that. So let's say it's Monday and it's Parshas Hazinu, which is coming up in a few weeks. So we don't break it up that way, right? The first aliyah we do a few psukim. Then we say, Kishem Hashem Ekrav, go to the Lokin. We end the aliyah. And then the next aliyah begins, Hatsur Tamim Palo. So we're not following it on a Monday or a Thursday. So the Rav, that's Rav Soloveitchik, he was careful to adhere to those hafsakot in all the kriyas. In other words, the Rav held that if you see that that's the way it should be divided in the Beis HaMikdash, you should not deviate in any kriyas of Torah from those divisions. So the Rav mentioned that this was the practice in the Lubavitch town of Chaslovich, where he grew up, and the Rav explained that he thought the requirement to divide the aliyahs in this fashion may be Doraisa. So the Rav held that it might be Doraisa divided up that way. So now he gets into this issue. So we had, there's a klal in the Gemara called Psuk lo paski Moshe Anan lo paskin. On any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu did not divide, we don't divide it up. We leave the psukim the way they are. Now, Achronim, and he mentions the Turi Eben Rosh Hashanah, point out that the Gemara in Brachot and Daf Yud Beis seems to have the principle differently. So over there, the Gemara in Brachot talks about, we want to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim with Kriyat Shema, but there are a lot of different sections in Torah that mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, why don't we mention Parshat Balak would be a good Parsha to mention, because in Parshat Balak it says Kel Motziyam Mitzrayim, so we should say, you know, so we should say it. So the Gemara said the Chachamim didn't want to be metakin Parshat Balak because it's too long. It's too long. And the Gemara says there's a klal called Parsha de lo paskin Moshe Rabbeinu anan lo paskinan. Any Parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't divide up, we don't break it up. So it means if you look in Parshat Balak, we just learned it this past Shabbos, and especially, you know, Balei Kriya are familiar with this. So the whole Parsha, you know, in the Sefer Torah, I'm sure you're familiar with, there are like indentations, like paragraphs. This Parsha Ptuchot, Parsha Tzdumot. But in Parsha Balak, it's one flow. There's no break in it whatsoever till the very end of the Parsha. It's all one big Parsha. So the Gemara says, why can't we, so let's just put in one Pasuk, you know, that we need. So we said, no, we can't break it up. Because any Parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't break up, we can't break up. And it would mean that our Kriyat Shema would take like 3 hours. You'd have to lay in like virtually all of Parsha's Balak. So they didn't want to do that. So 1 minute. Right. The question is, why does it refer to a parsha over there? And we do break up the parshiot, let's say, in other places, we break up parshiot. In other words, here the Gemara uses this rule that with any parsha we don't break up. But we break up parshiot all the time, right, in a Kriyas HaTorah. And in Hazina we break it up also, but in less than a parshiot. So the Rav explained, the base of the halacha in both Gemaras, is that Kriyas HaTorah Shebichtav has to be formed Kichtavo, as is written in the Torah. If you're laning only part of a pasuk, you're not doing the Kriya Kichtavo. And the Rav added that if you were laying two psukim together without pausing, so then that would also be a violation of Kol Psukah Lo Paski Moshe Anam Lo Paskinan. But that halacha only applies by Kriyas HaTorah. In other words, where the mitzvah is to lay units of psukim, I can't break up the psukim. So he says that by Kriyat Shema, though, what is the mitzvah? Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah of reading parshiot, paragraphs. In other words, like the Rishonim talk about, you know, what do I need to be Yotzei Kriyat Shema? So they say, a lot of Rishonim say the first paragraph is not to be Yotzei the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is formulated in terms of entire parshiot. That's the way the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is. So if the mitzvah is formulated in terms of parshiot, I can't break up a parsha. If the mitzvah is formulated in terms of psukim, then I could go that way and break up the psukim. So then we get into the issue, though. What, say again, what? What?
How do you ever have a
hosafa? No. So in Kriyat Shema there is no hosafa. We don't. But in Kriyas HaTorah we could do in psukim, so we could break up the psukim. That's called psuka. We break it up. Just the parsha we're breaking up. That inachinam, it's different. But the issue he wants to get into, though, is that the Rav wanted to say that there might be an Easter Deraisa to disregard the Hafsakot represented by Hazivlach. And though the Kriya of Shirat Hazinu is an exception to the rule by Kriyas HaTorah. In other words, you have each mitzvah has different units. So normally Kriyas HaTorah is divided into Psukim. Kriyat Shema is divided into Parshio. But then I have a Shira, a song. So how does this song broken up? So here, our Masorah is that the Shira is broken up into six sections. That's the way it goes up. So if now I'm reading the Shira and I break it up differently, I'm running afoul of the halacha according to the way the Rav is understanding this. So even the Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos afternoon, Monday and Thursday should be with those divisions. Now, along with this, and I'm watching the clock, he says, Kichtava also governs Shirat Hayam. Let's say I'm laying Shirat Hayam. It's also a Shira. So here, there are poskim who bring down, you're not allowed to break up the Shira into more than one Aliyah. The Shira has to be one Aliyah. In addition to which, the Magen Avraham notes, now there are 42 Masa'ot coming up in Parshas Maaseh. This is now it's Mechubar Matot Maaseh. In other words, when it's not Mechubar, so the way it's broken up in the Chumashim breaks up the 42 Masa'ot. There are 42 travels of Klal Yisrael on the Midbar. So a lot of poskim say that you shouldn't break up those Masa'ot. It's based on Kabbalah that the Masa'ot should not be broken up. So according to the Rav, it means, let's say it would be a Monday or a Thursday or even on a Shabbos and you're laying Parshas Maaseh, so the first Aliyah, if you look in the printed Chumash, is in the middle of the Masa'ot. So the Rav held that was wrong. The Masa'ot are one unit and because they represent the Shem Hashem. In other words, the 42 Masa'ot is the 42 letter Shem Hashem and the Masa'ot correspond to that and you shouldn't break it up. Okay, so I think I'm going to call it a day here at this point in time. Any questions, comments, close anything we did? Anyway, the basic idea is that there are different dinim for different situations. So some dinim you have to go by the Pasuk, some dinim by the Parsha, and some other dinim, the Shira, is broken up differently, if at all, and you have to follow the rules of the road. Okay, Rabbi Chananya ben Chanan Shmuel, what? Say again, what? Yes, we just had it a few years ago, but it's not going to happen for another 20 years. We had several times where it was broken apart, but now I think we're on a long dry run and we're not broken up. Okay.